Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I love salt. I also love sugar, but let's focus on salt. Hot chips without salt is just a fatty, powdery waste of calories. But add salt and you have this moorish and flavoursome taste sensation. Salad without seasoning tastes like grass. Let's be honest, it's not much better than eating the weeds from your garden. Butter without salt? Pretty boring. Egg with a sprinkle of salt? Amazing. Sushi without that salty soy sauce? No thanks. You get the drift. Salt, as we know, is an amazing spice. We probably eat too much of it. Actually, we definitely eat too much of it. But it does amazing things to food, from bland to amazing in a couple of quick sprinkles. There are many aspects of our lives that need to be seasoned with salt, so to speak. One of those is our speech, those words that just fall out of our mouths sometimes that we probably don't think about as much as we should. What if we were to metaphorically season our conversations with salt? The bitter and sour tang of gossip would be replaced with a zesty and savoury, uplifting conversation that aims to build up others and not tear them down in secret. The foul and rotting stench of vulgar words and degrading jeers would be replaced with more considered and constructive comments. In Colossians 4, verse 6, the Bible urges us to let conversations be always full of grace, as if it was seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. I'm Aaron Wright.